And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we are going to get going for you right now. A Wexford County judge has approved computer access for one of the two people accused in the killing of 22-year-old Rebecca Park. Bradley Bartholomew will be allowed to use a computer while in custody to review evidence turned over by prosecutors as his criminal case moves towards a preliminary examination. The defense argued computer access was necessary because of the volume and type of evidence involved in the case, which reportedly includes thousands of pages of documents, along with audio and video material. The issue had previously come before 84th District Court Judge Corey Wiggins, who questioned the court's authority to direct how the Wexford County Jail provides inmates access to discovery. The latest ruling clears the way for Bartholomew to electronically review evidence connected to his defense. Bartholomew and his wife Courtney Bartholomew are accused in the November 2025 death of Rebecca Park of Manton. According to the Michigan Attorney General's office, prosecutors allege the couple lured Park, who is Courtney Bartholomew's biological daughter and approximately 38 weeks pregnant, to their Wexford County home on November 3rd. Authorities allege Park was tortured during an attempt to remove her unborn child, resulting in the deaths of both Park and the baby. Following an extensive search, Park's remains were located in the Manistee National Forest on November 25th. Bradley and Courtney Bartholomew were arraigned on December 2nd. Each faces first-degree murder, felony murder, torture, conspiracy to commit torture, assault on a pregnant individual causing miscarriage or stillbirth, conspiracy to commit the offense, unlawful imprisonment, and removal of a dead body. Several of these charges carry the possibility of life in prison. The Wexford County Prosecuting Attorney's Office is prosecuting the case with assistance from the Michigan Attorney General's Office. Both defendants have pleaded not guilty, and the charges remain allegations at this time. Both are presumed innocent unless proven guilty. A 73-year-old man was taken to a hospital after being struck by a tree limb in northern Huron County. Port Austin and Kendi Fire Departments, along with Central Huron EMS, responded to the area of M25 East of Helms Road following a report that a tree limb had fallen on a person. The man was reportedly struck in the chest by a limb estimated to be about 2 feet in diameter. Flight care was initially requested, but was canceled a short time later. The man was instead transported by ambulance to a local hospital for treatment. No additional information on his condition was immediately available. And as Michigan students are returning to the classroom, state officials are reminding families about a confidential program that allows students to report potential threats and safety concerns. Okay to Say allows students to submit tips involving possible harm or criminal activity affecting students, school employees, or school property. The program operates through the Michigan State Police Office of School Safety and is available to public and private schools statewide. Since launching in 2014, Okay to Say has received more than 78,000 tips. State officials say nearly 10,800 tips were submitted during 2025, the second highest annual total the program has seen. Attorney General Dana Nessel says the system gives students a confidential way to report concerns they may become aware of before adults do. Tips can involve a range of student safety issues and may be submitted by phone, text, online, email, or through the OK2Say mobile app. Officials stress that OK to Say is intended for non-emergency reports. Anyone aware of an immediate threat of violence or other emergency should contact local law enforcement or call 911. And that's been your news for this hour. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more.